Can you hear me out there in radio land? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello. Hello. How come I keep saying offline? Hello. 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 Is there anybody in there? Is it working now? Hello. Hello. Jenny, hello. 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 Can you hear me? Hello. Jenny. 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 Hello, Jenny. Can you hear me, Jenny? Jenny. Okay, well, apparently you can't hear any of the commercials I just played. Well, damn. Yeah, I can hear myself playing in the room. I'm gonna mute that. Because that's gonna annoy the hell out of me. Damn. Let's see if maybe for some reason I can get Skype to work. Okay. If not, it's just gonna be me doing the damn show. And I'm on for an hour and almost a half. I gotta figure it out so I can, do this right. But, alright, let's see. To start, Jenny, do me a favor and pick a color. How's that? Yeah. I'll let you pick the color this week. Yep. And you know what? Just in case nothing else is working right. Where is the crap? What was I looking for? Oh yeah, sound recorder. Okay. Recording. Yay, new podcast. All right, Jenny, pick a color. Any color except dark blue. Just pick a color. Don't say, huh. We got a 30-second delay, so doing the 30-second delay. Now this one's a little bit easier. Do herb. Valerian. Okay. Sleep. Really? Does valerian taste really nasty? I wouldn't want to try taking it to sleep. I'm guessing with tea, it doesn't even say. Okay, so our herb is valerian. Blue. Of course, Jenny picked blue. Alright, we got valerian. Well, tastes like crap. I wouldn't suggest trying it. Yeah, bad idea. Gotta find notes here. Give me a second. Picks. The orb chart. She wants blue. Well, we already did dark blue, so we'll do pilot light blue. So, orb color of the week is pilot light blue. It's not quite a light blue, it's a little darker of a light blue. And okay, its supposed power is shielding. Okay, what do we have in the news? News. Let's get to news. The London Museum Yeti finger found to be fake after 50 years. This is one I found kind of amusing. Lady Gaga. Every hotel and venue that she is at, she has investigated by a paranormal team before her arrival. And she actually owns almost $5,000 in ghost hunting gear. An amusement park in Surrey, England moves water ride due to ghost sightings. How's that? Yeah, that's kind of funny. Well, I'm stuttering looking for something else. Oh, Jenny says red, you know. Okay, Jenny. You know what? If we don't get one for next week, I'll write that down. That's a note. There, we got red for next week. Okay, American Idol and X Factor houses are said to be haunted. I hate American Idol. I've never seen X Factor. It's Simon Cowell. It's gotta suck. I'm sorry, it's the same exact thing. He just wanted even more control than he had. I didn't get a name, there wasn't one in any of the things I read, but a U.S. general supposedly admits that they still use psychic operatives. There you go. Dim, if you're listening, there's one for you. Bigfoot sightings. Okay, you know what? There's a bunch of them. I just thought this would be kind of funny. We have one in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. One in Oregon. One in Grafton, Australia. Hillsboro, Indiana. And Northern Georgia. Now, this is one. I'm a big history buff. And this one kind of caught my eye. A crystal skull thought to have belonged to SS Chief Heinrich Himmler was found. Sitting on top of a beam in a shed or a barn? Okay, let's see. So far we've done... hey Jenny, if you got any questions... Ooh, thank you for sharing the link. Susan, welcome. Okay, hi, yes, trying to light my cigar here. Last one for that my, maybe future brother-in-law got for me. I need my matches. I have matches somewhere. Yes, I'm gonna put the link up in a minute, guys. What else was there? We haven't done any recent hunts. I got that in my show notes. Nothing. Friday the 13th is coming up. Why not do one? I was actually thinking of it. A new location report. Okay, let's see what we have for a new location report. This is somebody Jenny brought in. Susan, welcome. Hi, Amy. Amy was supposed to be a guest tonight, but we're having having problems with the feed. I can't even get the commercials to play, so this is Z-Talk Radio for the couple of people new who are listening. First off, the new locations. Amy is, does Reiki. There we go. I'll just read it off to you instead of reports. This one comes from Independence, Pennsylvania. Independence, Pennsylvania, the old bridge along a road in Independence Township in Beaver County. There runs a creek which is spanned by a dilapidated iron bridge. A century and a half ago, a couple riding in a carriage were killed when their horses spooked and the carriage fell into the creek from the then wooden bridge. The course of the road has been changed, but one is still able to see the figure of a woman running beside the creek on some nights. Okay. Again, that's it. Ooh, a little harsh, sorry. Independence, Pennsylvania, the old bridge. That's all it says. Let's see if we can get Amy in. I'm trying. I'm going to try and get her in on this call. Amy, can you hear me this time, hon? Apparently not. Well, I know she's listening in the feed. I just called her, but... Jenny! Hang on. I can't move the mic any closer. And it's a piece of crap. First off, yeah, Jenny's saying in the chat room we're having some issues. Yeah, we're having some issues, alright. Nothing wants to work properly. So, yeah. Again, Z Talk Radio, thanks for having us. I'm on till 7. After that, I'm not sure. I'll be in there in the chat room all night if you want to ask questions for next week. Amy, message me and, you know. Yeah, she's talking. I can't hear her. Yeah, she's got herself muted. I doubt you'll be able to hear her because for some reason nothing seems to want to work right tonight. Okay, next thing. We had movie reviews. Okay, well, what's a good old movie that I watched recently? Oh, yeah. Silent Hill. Everybody's seen it, you know. But I was talking to somebody tonight, and we were talking about Centralia. She used to live there. She moved out, she said 97, 98. Yeah. So the place was already on fire by the time, you know, they had moved out. The place has been burning for about 20 years now. And we got talking about Silent Hill. I just watched it a couple days ago. It is a really good movie. A very, very good movie. Now, if for anybody who hasn't seen it, which I doubt there's anybody who hasn't seen it, this girl is adopted. She goes to this abandoned town, and this abandoned town is modeled after Centralia. There's been a fire in the mines there for 20, 30 years now. So, her adopted mother goes looking for her, and all this weird stuff starts happening. They find out she's the daughter of this woman who was tortured, and they totally run with the story, you know, mess with the story, but, yeah, so, yeah. Hello, Amy. Amy. I'm not muted, you are. If anybody's muted. I've checked all my mute settings. I have no clue why it's not working right tonight. I'm gonna try putting it into the other jack later. Jenny, there you go. Okay. Now, I have no clue if this is gonna work. I honestly don't. Because for some reason, nothing else wants to work. Let's get some. Yeah, I can't even get the music. Z Talk Radio. Yeah, I'll just keep saying it, you know? We did have Jenny. Hello. I can hear you, but I don't know if it's going to come through on the station or not. I honestly don't. Can you hear me? Okay. Let's see. Susan, can you hear Jenny? Alright. It's going to take her a couple of seconds because it is on like a 30-second delay. And so, of course, you know, I get Jenny. Who knows? Jenny. Now, I'm really hoping that Susan can hear you. Everybody keeps having Jenny on lately, and mainly it's because Jenny is funny as hell. And lately, thanks to, you know, the conversation we had the other day with Coda, yeah, I keep saying, you know, his little ADD thing. I'd love to have ADHD, you know, that's ADD and high def. No, Jenny, you, okay, so let's see if I can tweak these settings in the middle here, since nothing else wants to work. Turn that down a little bit. Turn that down a little bit. Maybe if I turn stuff down, the microphone will actually decide to work. I don't know. Nope. Gotta turn the microphone all the way up at least. Susan, is that any better? Let me know. I'm trying. We're having technical issues like crazy tonight. But one of my friends, actually my landlord, wanted me to tell you how I got the nickname of Marv. Well, I got the nickname of Marv because she gave it to me. And I honestly have no clue why. She just gave it to me for some reason. So, yeah. Okay, you can't hear Jenny. Let me see if I can tweak this. Holy crap. You know, this is just a pain. Hey, Jenny. You coming to Pennsylvania? Oh, yeah, you're coming. You're going to Gettysburg. You hope. Yeah, I want to go down. What? When is, okay, here we go. Here's a little advertising. I'll throw it out. No, I can't find it. That's not it. No, that's not it. But coming up in Gettysburg, coming up soon, and I'm actually trying to go. It sounds really cool. There's a lot of us from Z-Talk who are trying to go. Yeah, I don't have any of the stuff ready. How sad is that? I didn't think about that. Well, I moved everything, so I kind of lost it all. Putting my our group's link in the room, if anybody wants it. I don't have Amy's. Amy isn't even answering my messages now. Amy, trying to group you two. There we go. Jenny, can you hear me? Amy. I think Amy's got herself on mute and she doesn't realize it. I honestly do. Amy, is that you? Amy. Hello? I think I need to crawl behind and fix my microphone cord. That might be part of the problem. Hey, Amy, I can hear ya. You unmuted yourself finally. Uh-huh. For some reason, I can't get you on the live feed. I'm trying. It don't want to seem to work. Okay, first off, Amy, I'm going to explain this. I am recording it, so I'm going to be putting everything up on the site in a little while. Amy, what is Reiki? Amy, send me the link in Skype so I can put it in the website at least. And while you're doing that, Susan, since you can't hear, you basically just heard me sitting here paused for a couple of seconds. Reiki is healing energy work. put it short. If you listen to that, yeah, I think we're just going to start doing these, and I'll record them and put them up until I can figure out what's going on. I have no clue why it's not working right. I really don't. It's driving me nuts. I can't seem to find a feed that allows me to... Yeah, so, oh no, maybe you heard that, the machine guns. Let me try something here. You there?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be on a delay, and it's probably going to start screeching in a minute. Susan, you turn it up a little bit. Too much. There, Amy, say something.
Hello, testing.
Okay, I turned it down as much as I can, and no reverb yet. So, Amy, hey, I think we got it working now, because Susan said she heard a voice, so she might have actually heard you this time. I have the notes here. Okay. Jenny, are you still there? I think we lost Jenny. We always lose Jenny. Why do we always lose Jenny? Okay, Amy.
I'm here.
You are here. Yeah, you're here. I know you're here. I'm trying to find the notes that... did you send me... Yeah, send me your, email. And your website and everything in tonight, so I can put it in the website, on the chat. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. Now, let's see. We have... I wish I could find everything a little easier, but it won't let me, because Sam doesn't like to close. I don't know why Sam doesn't like to close, but Sam doesn't like to close. But I know I have them, and I know I made notes. But you think I could find them? No. Again, hey, you know what? I got an idea. Let's do this. You gonna fly? Yeah, I figured as much, Jenny. I'm trying to play some of the commercials that you couldn't hear earlier. Turn that back down. Amy, are you still there? I know I've got show notes. I know for a fact I've got show notes. There, if we do that, I can see them. Okay, one of the other questions we had, how long have you been doing Reiki?
Since 2009.
So, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got into it to heal myself, and then after I lost my job, I decided to open it up and start healing others.
Alright, now you run your own shop, correct?
What's that?
You have your own shop, correct?
It's at the House of Tap in Kingston, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a lot of people have never heard of Kingston. It's around Scranton, and everybody's heard of Scranton thanks to that stupid show. Aha! I knew I had the notes. They got moved. Okay. How does Reiki work?
If pain and sickness and stress are likely clogging up a rainwater, Reiki is the hose that flushes it all away. It's sort of like a massage. It's very light touch. I also use gemstone to balance your chakras. A whole session takes about an hour.
Okay. What are the benefits of Reiki?
If you can just relax the body, it will fix that. So getting into a relaxed state, the body is going to heal itself with the help of the spirit above and higher power.
Alright, how does one learn Reiki?
Reiki is learn by an attainment. And it's not something that you learn today, but constantly raising questions will open the door in your brain to allow the universal life energy to flow out of the universe, into me, out of my hands, into the cosmos, and then out of her feet.
Alright, we've already put up your, everybody just came in. Sorry, we're having... Hey, Amy, can you turn up your mic volume a little bit?
I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenny wants you to turn it up. It's like, okay, you're going through my speakers into my mic because I'm having issues tonight. It took me about a half an hour to log on, and earlier I had no problem getting in. So, I'm trying, I really am. Let's see, did I ask you everything that I had here? You explained the benefits, right?
Yes, I have
raked
you, I think,
haven't I? Yeah, you've raked me a couple of times, but you know me, I'm so damn tense.
Is it still any better?
Yeah, but, you know, even high-dose tranquilizers don't work, so...
I hope you're feeling better also, by the way, this morning I saw that you weren't feeling well.
Oh, yeah, you know, I kind of slept that off. I was in bed for about 14, 15 hours. For about three-quarters of it, so...
I could also send Reiki from far away. I don't actually have to be here. Reiki has no definition in time and space. I could send it to where you are.
Well, send me some Reiki.
I will.
I can use it. I can use all the help I can get. Alright, we're still having problems. I'm going to try turning up this. Whoa. Should I turn that down a little bit? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sam kind of went.
Woo!
Turn Sam back down a little bit. Hey, if I turn Skype up, maybe everybody will be able to hear you. Say something.
Hello? Testing?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. I can hear you better now. At least I can. They should be able to then, too. Okay, now. Alright, since the child's not going to be here, we still got 45 minutes to kill, and I can't do commercials. So, hey, let's work a little bit on... Tell me about your favorite... You've gone on a couple with us, a couple of investigations, haven't you?
Me? Yes.
Oh, I know you went to St. Mary's, 44th Cemetery.
And my house?
Your house, of course, but we did that when I was with Dave. No, we did a half-assed one at your house. We kind of left the gear running in the attic all night, but that was it.
Did you ever review that?
I haven't gotten a chance to. It's still sitting on the DVR because it's like 15 hours. And it takes me 15 hours to put it on the computer. So, it's a lot of work. Investigations, Amy's. Let's see, you were at 44. So, what one, you've done like what, three with us now. What was your favorite one?
Definitely my house. At one point during my house, like all of our equipment went off at the same time. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, we did have some interesting stuff happen at your house. We really, really did. But yeah, okay, now, I know I've got it somewhere here. There it is. Oh, I don't have your bio. Okay, so we'll do your bio now. As I copy and paste this. First off, how old are you?
I will be 37 at the end of the month.
37 at the end of the month.
January 31st.
How religious are you, Amy?
I am actually a minister myself. I'm a minister of the Universal Church of Life. And I became a minister because of the relationship they said that if you become a minister, that will help you sometimes preventing you from getting food, trying to help and heal people.
Oh, well. Okay, let's see. What's your history with the paranormal?
I didn't have any voices, so I moved to Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Any encounters that stand out?
When Dave was here with his equipment, we were in the bedroom, we had a motion to the person in the past. But the curtain show itself, and then the curtain moved, something happened, and then it went deep. So whatever it was, ultimately left the bedroom. That was crazy. But well, I don't know if we got anything else.
I have no clue. I haven't talked to Dave in probably about 6 months.
I talked to the other day.
So, what is your dream hunt? So basically, Laura Croft's house.
Definitely.
Any favorite places? Your house? Any places that scare you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
If you don't let them know what scares you, then that could put the feet off that. So that could be scary. And the gemstones that I use in the lady, many of them will pick you up.
Let's see. Number 8. Well, we'll just put down Reiki. Any special abilities? Reiki.
Oh, exorcism. Don't forget about the exorcism.
Yeah, you're now allowed to perform exorcisms. Yeah. Why do you hunt for the paranormal?
For fun.
For fun. Okay.
The same reason they hunt us, I think.
Yeah, pretty much that's why all of us do it. What are you most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of?
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
And that's about the only thing I'm afraid of is cockroaches.
Okay. Any places you refuse to go on an investigation?
No.
No. Okay. What do you bring to our team? And for everybody who's listening to this later, again, the name of our team, which, well, actually, we haven't even said it. It's the same name as the podcast. We're going to be up on iTunes. We're going to put it on the Z-Talk site. It's Valley Ghost Hunting. Thank you, Z-Talk, for hosting us. Sorry I'm not doing a better job, but Sam sucks. Just be happy I'm not cursing, Zita.
I just got a voice recorder for us.
Oh, another voice recorder. Cool. We can always use more of those. That gives us, what, 3 or 4 now?
And, you know, I could bless us all, and I've been doing the songs, and So we don't get homework.
Well, I put energy work in religious work. It works. Perfect. Number 13. What piece of equipment best fits you during the hunt?
The camera. I like the camera.
The camera. Okay, and because we couldn't end it with 14, because Kendra thought it would be unlucky, I had to come up with this all on my own, and I sort of stole this. I stole this from Paranormal Underground. I was listening to them one day and was working on our stuff. Not now. We're at Valley Ghost Hunting. We're here to help. How are we going to help them?
I can't hear you.
No, Jenny, I'm not swearing. I've already said damn a couple of times. And yes, Jenny probably was swearing at her math final. I am not pulling a Kale. I am not pulling a Joe. Zita yells at them all the time because they swear. Our first episode, it took Kendra about 10 minutes. It got to the point I actually started, and you know, for me to not swear, it took a lot of restraint. I apparently have restraint. I don't know how. Find us on Facebook, folks, Valley Ghost Hunting. Don't be surprised if I send you a friend request after a while from my personal account. Just because I'm frig. I'm slowly collecting everybody from Z-Talk. What else do we have, Amy? Let's see, we already did movies. Oh, I haven't done a room yet. Yeah, excuse me. You know what? Have you watched any good horror movies lately?
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Alright, well, you want to talk about it for a minute while I do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is the Poltergeist. My family before that is favorite. Crazy Story is book, which is more crazy than the and just knowing it's true. There's a Coleman film called The Smile Film. They also have a movie book out called Haunted. Also crazy film.
Keep going. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find a room.
And I can talk about racist film. We can talk about the fear and anxiety of film. In your aura, when your aura is surrounded, I feel this one. You can tell that your aura sticks out a little bit further than your body. Sometimes you can notice that when you get electric shock on the door, when you shock. Sometimes that shock before it actually touches the doorknob, and that's when your aura is reaching out and you see that it's coming to physical touches. Everyone to try Reiki. My website is thehealth@570-991-5688. It is $25 a month. You can email me at marcy@aol.com. That's HALESGILLARN, and you can find me through.
Okay, so, let's see here. We have 12 room this week. It is the term. It's not just the regular term, it is the reversed term. Term-verse stands for winning enthusiasm, failure in competitive enterprises, and a lack of fidelity in both love and friendship. This room often signifies an impending energy flow on some level, and it can indicate a dearth of ideas and creative thoughts, and often shows extreme impatience on the part of the querent. When paired with delay runes and an otherwise positive reading, it could indicate that you're experiencing the dark before the dawn. And if you can remain patient, things will certainly improve. For a male, it can show that you're inclined to give up in the face of difficulties and are unlikely to make much of an effort on your behalf. It indicates that you expect good things to drop into your lap by divine right, and they don't. And if they don't, you give up. Sorry, folks. When paired with the guys in a women's reading, the meaning is much the same. In love matters, tear reverse. The reverse shows that any relationship now going on will not reach a permanent conclusion. Sometimes it may indicate dwindling passion on the male's behalf. It shows misunderstandings and difficulties in communication. Whether this will lead to a reconciliation or an eventful separation can be discerned from the surrounding rooms. Be careful at this time of wearing your heart on your sleeve. You may get hurt. And thank you once again, Kendra, for the new rune set for Christmas. You're so much easier and nicer and better than my old one. At least I haven't worn these out yet and had to paint them back on. So, yes, that in our show notes. We talked about you mentioned auras. You want to touch a little bit on auras for people who don't know, Amy?
Yeah, there are several ways of your aura. The first one is with the
That's it? That's all you got? Come on! Jeez. Okay.
And they're all different colors, too. Or different colors. The second aura is your actual body, and the color is orange. Then we have the mental aura, that's the color of the physical form. And the way balance and heal, and you can break it. You can feel like heat coming in, and feel like light energy. You also feel like for me, I feel heat on my hand, in the palms of my hands, where you need the most work. And I can tell where the problems are. And it is something that traditional and order to complete all beings, we need to create the body and soul and the body, the symptoms of the spirit. We have to activate and energy cannot be created or destroyed. And when we leave the body, we are going to go into another body. And I am hearing it from the infected,
Okay, so let's see. We still got a half an hour left. What haven't I gone over yet? We went over the news. We did the room, we did the herbs, no questions, at least not that I've seen. Let me check our yearbook and stuff. Jenny, are you there?
Yeah.
Say hi, Jenny.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but Joe and Cal do it so much better, Jenny. I just sound slow. They sound like Forrest Gump. You're talking to Cale now. I was saying, I messaged him earlier. Jenny, how are you today?
Good.
You're good, that's good. Nothing on my yearbook. Did we get anything on Facebook? I haven't bothered checking. We have, no questions. I've been trying for a week to get questions, and all I've got is people being a smartass. You know what? I got a question a couple of weeks ago when we were supposed to do the first one. We talked about the first one, and I'm going to mention it again just because I thought it was funny. One of the messages on my yearbook, on the group's my yearbook, they asked, the question was, how... Do you have any questions for us for on our show? And they sent me a message saying, yeah, why don't you talk about how fake ghost hunting is? And I said, and I actually messaged them and said, how can it be fake? You can't fake hunting for them. Only finding them. You can't actually fake hunting them. And just because I've got Amy here, and I love to screw with Amy. Hey, Amy.
Yes?
Do you know what the chances of a zombie apocalypse are?
Oh, pretty good. There's a
mathematically, do you know what the chances of a zombie apocalypse are?
They're pretty good.
50-50. You either have one or you don't.
Sound like your brother.
True. 50-50. You either have one or you don't. It's basic math. Basic math screws with people. And it's fun to use basic math to screw with people. Okay. We did the burn. We did movies, we haven't done any recent hunts, really. Oh, a translation. Yes. I haven't done any new translations lately, but somewhere in this magical book of wherever it is, put it in this desk. Hey, let's share a little recipe. It's a homemade sleep tea I came up with. It's rose hip. Chamomile, peppermint, rosemary, spearmint, and orange peel. There you go. How's that? Yes. An exorcism herb, just because we were talking about it a little bit. Let's go with lilac. Okay, you got it. Now, where's that other notebook I have? I know I have it because I always have my notebooks. Herbs and stones. We got a stone here. Quartz is basically a universal stone. It'll hold any charge. And Amy knows about doing stuff like that. Notes from an EVP I was working on. Yeah, I did an EVP at my mother's. Now, Amy, you've been to mom's. You know how many clocks she has.
Yeah.
Now, I started listening to these EVPs, and In the process of doing it, I actually ended up astral projecting to Aunt Penny's and watching her and Uncle John sleep. Because I ended up just, all I heard was the clocks. And I kind of transed out. Looking at our, Annie is part of our religious knowledge department and our research department. Everybody is basically part of our research department, but there's a couple of people who aren't listed as research. Actually, there's quite a few people who aren't listed as research. What else do we have? We got the history of Glen Lyon and the Avondale Mine Disaster. None of that's what it is. Hey, the Avondale Mine Disaster. You know, Amy, you know a little bit about that, right?
I know where it is.
Okay. There was 110 dead on September 6th, 1869. Half of the victims were buried at Washburn Street Cemetery in Scranton. It was a huge collapse to mine, and they ended up, catching fire. Somewhere here, I know, I did the translation work. I know I did. But do you think I could find it? Translations. Let's see, what do we have? Let me find one. War. Translated into Gaelic, war is Pogu. Pogu. Poga? Yes, it's probably Poga. Leave it to the Celts. So like I've said plenty of times, the ravens of a madman. I'm basically just trying to kill my god, I got 25 more minutes. Jenny, I don't think I can go that long without saying the F word. Gina's gonna kill me. And you know, I might just do it right at the end, just for Zeta. Just once, just for Zeta.
Good luck. You know something that was
highly. I want to do it just so, I doubt she'll even listen to the show. I don't know, it's my first one. She'll probably sit there with a counter. Okay, how many times did you say what word? Love you, Zeta! You, I don't know. You're crazy, but we all love you. If we didn't, we wouldn't be on this station, we'd be somewhere else. We all love you, Zeta. Again, Z-Talk Radio, since I can't play commercials. I can't play any commercials. So, just once, I don't know. I'll figure it out by next week, hopefully. Maybe I can find something here that I don't have to worry about getting sued for playing. When in doubt, empty the clip. I don't know. Trying to find something good. Oh, what do I care? You know me, I listen to anything. And I listen to absolutely anything. Like in November, no. Don't want to make people cry. That one's only good if you're watching the dance. It's all the single ladies, but it's got John Barrowman from Torchwood dancing to it. So, he's cool. He was also on Doctor Who. I love Doctor Who. I love Torchwood. Amy likes Doctor Who. Amy painted me an awesome Doctor Who TARDIS picture and I left it in Ohio.
Hopefully it comes back.
Yeah, hopefully it comes back. we go. Just because, you know what? I want a little break. Let's see if anybody can hear it. It's called The Doctor Song. Nope. Dad's kind of low. Ain't gonna be able to hear that. But then again, maybe if I turn up this. Let's try that. Nope. Ain't gonna work. Crap. Well, I don't know what we're gonna do now. But let's see here. Still got 20 minutes. Jenny, do you happen to have the link handy for, what do you call it? The Paranormal Festival, I can't even think of the name of it right now, I'm gonna butcher it just as bad as Zeta does. As soon as I find it and actually try and say it, there's no way. Okay, here we go. This one's from Silent Whispers. 6 must-have gemstones for ghost hunting. Amethyst?
I got it.
You got it. It's said to promote mental and physical and mental and psychic clarity. Sorry. To ward off danger, also to bring balance to one's conscious and unconscious mind. Obsidian.
Got that one too.
Got that one too. Is used to reduce mental tension and absorb negative energies. Red jasper.
Yep, I got that one. I actually dropped it last night. It spent the night in the driveway, but she found it. I got it back.
Nice. It's believed to prevent physical and mental exhaustion, things that can make you more susceptible to psychic drain or attack. Amber.
Got that one too.
Was called Electron by the Greeks, meaning sun gold. It was believed to enhance one's healing powers and decisiveness. Legend claims that amber will absorb negativity around you until it becomes too late and with bad energy when it will become lost. Turquoise.
I need to buy that one.
Wow. 4 out of 5 so far. Has long been considered a holy stone by the Native Americans because of its powerful protective qualities. It's said the Greek and Egyptian tombs show that turquoise was highly revered as a protector in antiquity. Quartz! Trust me, you got quartz.
Yeah, I do.
That 20-pound rose quartz that I broke up. Everybody's got a chunk of that. It's thought to be one of the most powerful protective gems due to the intensity of its vibrations. Quartz is also said to boost the effects of the stones with which it is carried. Now here we go, one that's protection from demons. Peridot.
Peridot, yes, that's also a
birthstone.
I have that one.
The ancients referred to it as the gem of the sun, and believed that it could banish evil spirits. It has also been said to make a shield around the body of the wearer. Okay. Is this the same one that I have? Yeah, is this the same one I have? Somebody shared it with me, the orb colors. And I got it off of a website, or off of Facebook. And there it is. Phenomenology 104, March 22nd through the 25th, 2012. It's taking place in Gettysburg. What better place to hold a paranormal phenomena conference? You get a 4-day event, March 22nd through the 25th. You get a meet and greet. You get access to all of the lectures, access to the vendor room, Not to mention a chance to meet new people, network in the field, and have a great time. Now, Joe and Kale are going to be down there, and Joe and Kale are going to be getting drunk off their asses, which is one reason I want to go, because everybody keeps telling me I need to go and get drunk with Kale. Yes, an excuse to go drinking, just what I need. I'm picking my brother. You're going to have available, the base ticket is $150. You get a junior ghost hunt for $200, where you and your child can go on a paranormal investigation. Chip coffee gallery reading on Saturday, $40. Gallery reading with Glenn White, $30. Now, Chip, I would jump the chance for Chip, no problem. Glenn White looks familiar. I don't know why though. So yeah. March 22nd through the 25th, Phenomenology 401. And somebody's messaging me on, I don't even know who. Chip was. Yeah. Okay, let's see. They also have investigations available. There's a couple of them. General Lee's headquarters. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Eisenhower Farmhouse. The Farnsworth. An investigation with Chris Fleming. An investigation with Mark and Debbie from IMSI. What else do we have? Hello, Gina. Sandy. Oh, wow. Yes. Sandy, you and Bella are going to be on in 10 minutes, I can see. Yeah. Alright, now, once again, since we can't play them, you're listening to Z-Talk Radio. Look at us at ztalkradio.com. Join Dr. Dim, DK, Bell Salisbury, Kale Kelly, Joe Shudo. Who else am I missing, Jenny? Zeta. What's Zeta's last name?
Zeta something.
Yeah, Zeta, DK, and Jenny, because Jenny's always on anymore. Jenny doesn't even have a show, but Jenny's on more than most of the people that have a show. Well, you know what, Jenny, you might just, you know, after we get this figured out, I might just need you as a co-host.
Okay.
Now I gotta be good. Yes, now I gotta be good. Does that mean I can't drop that one single one at the end of the show just for Zeta?
Yes, you can.
Crap. Susan's telling me the sound is completely gone. Oop, what do you know? We lost sound. Let's see. Yeah. Reload, and I have no clue what it is. I'm getting sound. Yeah. So I guess I'll just finish it up and load it up on, yeah, we're only going 10 minutes short, minus the half hour we missed. Oh, that's why. You got to talk with her. Alright, so Jenny, you want to say goodnight to everybody and I'll upload all of this?
Night.
If you can even hear her. Amy, you want to say goodnight?
Goodnight, thank you.
I'm going to put everything up in the show notes.
Okay.
I've still got your message. So, good night, everybody.